Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining us. It is now time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere. So the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now, thanks to Fremont Bank.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Okay, we'll begin with the weather. So there's rain in your future, and lots of it. We're looking at, that term is back, the atmospheric river.
Yay.
So we're going to get a lot of rain and a lot of snow, and in some cases you'll see evacuation orders because of the fire damage, and then water comes rushing through there and causes slides. So
yep.
Unfortunately, the people who endured the worst of our late summer, fall, whatever you want to call it, fire season, now get to endure yet another tragedy.
Round of the elements attacking.
Right. So, anyway, that's this week. Wednesday, I think, is the worst day, but it's basically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Heavy rain and snow. As far as the snow goes, bring it. By the way,
yes,
watching football yesterday, your boy has a great commercial going for Toyota. I was like, hey, that's Johnny Mosley.
Johnny Mosley.
He's not wearing his Johnny Mosley podcast t-shirt, though. I don't know what he was thinking.
You need to get that.
That's an idea.
Get that Johnny Mosley podcast t-shirt.
Come on. Yeah,
that'd
be fun. Gotta...
I wonder if we could use those as giveaways. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Anyway, I saw it and was like, oh, look at him go. That's a great. And he does the voiceover for it, too.
Yeah. He
go
does.
Johnny Mosley.
He's been doing the Toyota stuff for a long time, man. He drives the most beautiful Toyota. Like, is it a 4Runner, Bryn?
I think so. Yeah, it's 4Runner.
It's the most gorgeous truck you've ever seen in your life. He's like, I get in there and it pairs up, and I'm all smart drive. You know, whatever.
He's an ambassador.
Yeah.
Well, you got to believe they park a new one out in front of his house once a year, right?
Right.
That's what I would hope so. I wouldn't want to give that one up. I'll buy that one off him. It's beautiful. It's like this army green, but kind of this weird finish. It's beautiful.
Nice. Anyway, that's what I saw while I was watching football yesterday, which yesterday was a big day if you're an NFLer. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Packers on their home field, on the Packers home field, that is, 31-26. Tom Brady goes to like his 10th Super Bowl.
You know what? Congratulations, Tom.
Was that hard to say?
It sounded like it.
It's actually really hard to keep my mouth closed after saying that, too. Congratulations, Tom.
All right. And the Chiefs beat the Bills 38-24. I was hoping for a much closer game. It looked like the Bills were good coming out. But unfortunately, the Chiefs are too good.
So much for my Bills-Packers prediction for the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is set. Tampa Bay versus Kansas. By the way, it's a home game for Tampa Bay. The Super Bowl is in Tampa Bay this year, so they have a home game, Tampa Bay versus Kansas City, February 7th at 3:30 on CBS.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Except that's not our home anymore, so I guess we just can't stop saying that.
It just falls out of our mouth.
Right. Okay,
it's like when you say it's a girl, I have to say what is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. Okay, so the next thing. I guess Gavin is going to speak today, and we're going to see a change in how... an announcement change in the way we're dealing with the shelter-in-place or the stay-at-home order. So, personally, the more I read about it, and I hate to say it because I actually think Gavin's a nice guy, but California has done a crappy job of with everything. That there's so many mixed messages. Nobody knows where to go get their shot. Nobody knows if they're in the window for a shot. It's and frankly, what it comes down to is government is never really efficient at doing anything. So I don't know why anyone is surprised by this, but that's what we're dealing with right now. Is apparently he's going to speak today, and they're saying that they'll lift the stay-at-home order. That's the headline, I guess, as there's a downward trend for new COVID-19 cases.
Great.
So that's a hopeful sign, as our state has been pretty hard hit. In fact, many times it's been reported California's the worst. And L.A. County is the worst of the counties in California, but nonetheless...
Well, they're very populous places, and people have to follow the orders that the government gives in order for them to be effective orders.
And we certainly haven't seen that. No. No question.
Mm-hmm. And Vinny, but this weekend, I got a link sent to me by the Marin Health thing, whatever. I am on a list.
Oh.
John and I are on a list.
Did you sign up for the list, or was this from your healthcare provider?
From our healthcare... It was sent to us, or actually, it might have been a link sent to me, but whatever it was, I went there, I answered the questions about how old I was, and do I have a car that can drive me there, can I walk 50 yards without help, things of that nature, and they said, great, as soon as we have one available for you, you will be contacted. So I'm in a queue, and I don't know if everybody has access to that. But the home thing was like california.gov/vaccination. It seemed like an overarching thing.
Okay, good. Well, so yours walked up and kissed you full on the mouth. Hopefully that happens for everybody. I know, right. I made a call to my doctor and they said, we'll get you when it's available to you. But as of right now, Governor Gavin Newsom expected to speak today and may lift the statewide stay-at-home order. We'll see. There has been a downward trend of cases. Not a lot, but as businesses really want to get back to work,
yeah.
And that's the other struggle, are these places where they're like, hey, why can they be open and we can't?
Right.
Why? So anyway, that's the latest. As soon as he speaks, I'll bring you that information and we'll go from there. But right now...
Is that going to happen during the show?
It's supposed to happen today. I don't have a time that he plans to speak at. But
tomorrow at the very latest.
It'd be nice if he spoke this morning.
It sure would be. How about at 7:30? That'd be great.
Or 9 at the very latest.
Right.
Like, you know, hit us.
Hit us in our window.
Right.
The past few times has been at noon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Noon. Yeah.
You know what, Brent, you must have his... text number. Reach out. Have him come on here.
Yeah, go ahead and text Hooman and see what Hooman has to say.
Yeah, text Hooman and tell Hooman to text Gavin and tell Gavin to call us.
It's been a bummer, though, as California has the slowest rollout of the vaccine in the United States. Also, we're a big state.
Yeah.
So I get it, but big states have bigger problems. And... Yeah. You know, one place, one of the stories I saw this morning is the rural town that has done a great job with their... I'm like, well, it's a rural town. There's only a few people there.
There's 900 people there.
Of
Line
course
up,
they
everyone.
Did a great
Let's
job.
Take care of this.
Jesus.
Great job. Let's tell everyone about it.
All right. So there's that, though. That's the latest. The numbers are down. We may see a lift of the stay-at-home order. I'll let you know as soon as it comes through. Now, here's your first sentence. Women look a bit different since when the pandemic began?
There's no question. I look very different.
Loungewear for skirts, slippers for heels, bare faces for painted ones. Mm. And some of us are hairier, too, says the article. This was written by a woman, by the way, but what she's saying is people like it. Sorry, women like it.
I love it.
Yeah, well, you've stopped dyeing your hair, so we know that's different since the pandemic began.
I'm full on gray now. I also chopped it all off. I never was wearing makeup anyway, but the only shoes I ever put on besides my slippers, which are the first things I put my feet into, are my Crocs to go out back. I just, unless I'm riding my bike, I am not putting shoes on. And jeans.
I know.
Adorable. I can't even fit in those things anymore.
Oh, I haven't gained any weight.
I've gained 20 pounds.
No, you haven't.
I've gained at least 15.
Seriously.
I'm telling you. I've been telling you this for a while. I'm like a dump truck. It's unbelievable.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you. Even
terrible
even,
visual, too, by the way.
Thank you. Even some of my sweatpants are too tight for me now.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling
your
you.
Your sweatpants are like yoga pants?
They are. They're super tight. My sweatpants are so tight.
They're hugging you.
I have a Muppet top over my sweatpants.
One of the women quoted in the article says, I'm never wearing makeup or blow drying my hair for work again. Mm. I have noticed it's really funny that I like, I'm a fan of a natural look. I don't need makeup on a woman to see, to be attracted to her. Mm-hmm. I know there are people who feel like, oh, you got to have lipstick and
full face
full
of
painted.
Makeup,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's just not never been my thing. But I do notice a difference. Clearly, there was an online meeting when I see the mascara's been applied. Like,
yes.
Oh, today we had a.
Oh, we dressed up by darkening our eyelashes. Wow. Goodness gracious.
Another person in the article says, I'm done wearing heels. And another says, I went from shaving my legs every few days to not shaving since April.
Yeah. That's those things are falling off. Although I still have a dude to do, so you know, I keep everything shaved. The way I keep it all the way he likes it, and then if I haven't done it for a while, I try to like not show that to him. He doesn't want to see my hairy legs. He doesn't want to. You know, I want to be cute to my husband.
That's good of you. You're a nice lady. Mm-hmm. The article that begins with goodbye heels, hello lady mustache, continues saying, where is it? If there's one good thing that came out of the COVID mess, it's that I was able to find myself. To hell with all of it. Who are we really doing this for? Not myself, because I hate that routine.
Yeah.
I think there's got to be a happy medium, right? I mean, let me just say it. As a person who dated a girl, not my wife, but someone in the past, who she used to bleach her lip hair. Mm-hmm. I actually felt that one time and was like, ooh, yikes. I actually feel her little whiskers on my lip.
Oh,
I didn't like
she
it.
Also, was she shaving them too? Or is that
I don't know because
it's pretty downy.
Something was up there. But anyway, ultimately, I decided I don't like to feel lip hair. So I would say that's one thing that you should stick with is waxing the lip. But beyond that, I get it. I totally do.
Yeah, I don't want to do any of that stuff. And I never have wanted to. I was kind of ahead of the curve on that.
Do you shave your lip?
No, I don't. And actually, my mom has said to me that I should shave my face because, you know, you have hair on your face. But it's all light enough that I don't have to bleach it.
Your mom said to you, Sari, you should shave your face.
Yeah, because you can see it. You can see the hair, like when the sun shines through
it. Yeah, it's peach fuzz, though.
Yeah, it's just fuzzy. But it's, you know, it's significant. We have hair on our faces, and I guess maybe now that I'm older. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to do that. I don't ever see it. I don't notice it, and I'm not doing it. You know, my mom, she says she shaves her face. I'm like, all right.
Is that a daily routine? Or
Mom, is that daily? Right in.
Does she actually shaving cream up too? I mean,
I don't think so. I think she just whisks it off. I really don't know. And I didn't even know it was a thing until she told me. I do have one hair that grows under my chin that I keep an eye out for all the time. Because, man, sometimes that thing gets away from me. I'm like, how did this get an inch long? Tweeze that right out.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like probably there are people who need to go get their Brazilian wax or their whatever, but
it's forested, heavily forested.
Most people, that's certainly something you can let go. Nobody sees that. If your person's not completely, you know, bummed about it, then
there was,
you're good,
you know,
right?
I would, you know, I hate pain, so I hate getting anything waxed. When I've gotten my eyebrows waxed before and my whole face is swollen up. So I went, well, clearly that's not for me, you know. And then the area broke out. I'm like, oh, great. A bunch of zits I paid for right on my eyebrows. What? So I don't do any waxing stuff. And also, it's hard enough going to the doctor once a year to spread them. Like, I don't want some lady in there, you know, hurting me and staring at my junk.
Sometimes I fall asleep when I get my eyebrows done.
Oh, good for you.
So it doesn't hurt at all for you, is what you're saying.
No, I'm
wow.
I just lay there and whatever.
Well, the article's fun just because it explores how There are some women certainly that love their familiar beauty rituals. I know Jane probably is like, the first thing that happens when this is over is waxing, hair dye, haircuts, the whole bit. Our Jane is very into that stuff. But everybody else feels liberated.
My mom is saying that she says, peach fuzz, it doesn't get coarse once a month is how often she says, I hate peach fuzzy old lady hair. You can hate yours and take it off, and I'm going to just go ahead and ignore mine. I don't care. And John can't see anything anyway. Like I said to him, I go to him, something like, oh, man, look at how, you know, look at this. Or he goes, I can't see that. I'm like, oh, this is great. Fine.
Yeah, just, as I pointed out, this girl I dated, you couldn't see it, but I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
Her upper lip was a little hairier than I want to... You know, let me have the hairiest lip in the relationship.
I don't get a lot. Let me have the hairiest lip. I can't even really feel it. I guess I can kind of feel it.
Can you?
I don't really know.
Our text number, because I am completely out of time, is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Feel free to write in, whatever comments you have. Let's see here.
About your lip hair, et cetera. Right.
415 dermaplane a way to shave your dead skin and it takes off all the hair, basically like shaving. I only do it once a month or every other.
Dermaplaning.
It's a very hot trend. And it helps like exfoliate your skin and everything.
You know, I feel like the more we do to our faces, the worse off they are. I even think like the lip waxing. I think that like really ruins your upper lip. Like, you see people who have done all kinds of stuff and their lips, like, all cracked. And
it looks different than the rest of your face.
Yeah, it has, like a matte finish to it. I don't know. I mean, do what you're going to do, but, you know, I say be real careful with what you do with your face.
Yeah. Well, right. Cause
that makes sense.
You can't put pants on your face.
No. Much as you might like to. I will say, the mask, really helpful with the covering up of
that
the face.
That is a big part of the story that started our conversation is the between not going into work and having masks on when you do go out to do whatever it is you're up to. It really does liberate you from having from the rituals that we've all or
from
many
to
people
try.
Right.
Gotten
it, you
right.
wouldn't even want to have like when I have lip gloss on, I put a mask on. Yeah,
I
give up.
White flag, everyone.
It gets all over the inside of the mask. And now what? I got it. Like it's been like I've been making out with the mask.
Sarah Schick has a face razor that makes it really easy to get all the peach fuzz. You just gently graze it along your face.
It's all right.
Schick, everyone.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm out of time.
I'll let my mom worry about it for me. Coming up in the trash, how much are we spending as Americans each month on streaming services? I have some numbers for you.
All right.
Actually, kind of astounding. After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.